Zog the Gemara again, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Name it Ketanoi. It's a Machlokes Tanoim, if Trumas Hadeshen is an Avoid or not. Shlokes said that Machlokes by Tzokach, Machlokes by Haroma. And Rebbe Eliezer's Shita was that Acherim Behoitzi, you can have a Balmum. A Balmum. To be he going on the Hoitzah. He says, Udim by Roma, it's not an Avoid, you can have a Balmum. That means, obviously, it's not an Avoid. Now, Zog the Gemara Ketanoi. Why? Shteten posig al besoroi. That means the mechasayim have to be al besoroi. Matam lo mi yilbash, lohovim it's nefes va'avnet, laharom ediv Reb Yehuda. Only these two imply that if it's only these two, then l'chari, akoponim, you're being marba these two, I'm sorry. You're being marbe mitznefes and avnet besides michnesayim and ksoinis. So it's immediately all four begodim. So obviously it's not voided. Rabbi Yehuda's come to tell me, don't think it's only two that are mentioned in the posuk, which is ksoinis and michnesayim. Midavad and michnesavad. It's also marbe mitznefes and avnet, so it's dalet begodim, dalet kelim. So of course it's not voided. Rabbi Dois is about plukti. He says not an avoider. Rabbi Dois says, the rabbis big day koin gol b'yom kippurim. The posuk come to tell me that koin gol clothing on yom kippur do not have to be nignaz and can be worn by a koin edyet. But a kaponim is not marbe the dalet begodim for arom, so it's not an avoider. Zok the Gemara, shein lekoyin hedyet. Omer Rabbi, shtei tshuvos dovid. This is stam shver. This shita Reb Doisa. Chadet avnet shekoyin gadol loizu avnet shekoyin hedyet. Because the koyin gadol is boitz, koyin hedyet is kalayim. So how could you use his begodim? Ve'oid begodim shen stam shem kedusha chamura in kodesh hakadoshim yom kippurim tishtam shem kedusha kala elamata meloim yilbash lerabbis es hashchokim. It's marbe shchokim. Shchokim means it's rubbed, as long as it's not torn, it's still good. But you're not being married with Dalit Begodim. And the Braisa continues, V'henicham shom. What does V'henicham tell me? Melamet shetunin gnizah. That they torn gnizah. Now, this is Rabbi Doisa Shita, Rabbi Doisa Oima, ruin ain't l'koin hedyet. It's come to tell me that big day koin gola, roi l'koin hedyet. But it's not come to be married with Dalit Begodim. Umata melem V'henicham shom. What does V'henicham shom tell me? If after all you tell me you could be worn by a koin hedyet, so why does it have to be nignaz? It's coming to tell me that the Kohen Gadol himself cannot reuse it another Yom Kippur. But Avada, the Kohen Hedyot can wear it. But it doesn't say Yomar B'dalet B'godim. So Zagdimol, my lab, how come if we give? The Maris of Rabbi Yehuda holds Avoidi, and that's why Yomar B'mitznefes and Avnet, because it's all Dalet B'godim. Harom is an Avoida. Umar Sovar, Lav Avoidi, it's not an Avoida. And that's the pshat, why he says it's come to tell me to be marbe that the coin hedyet, a lot of weird big, the coin gold of Enicham Shom just means that the coin gold cannot wear it again and has been nignas if he wants to wear it. So Gemara's matka is raya. It's not a machlokes tanoim from here. Loi, the kuli alma avoidi, loilim, Evan holds an avoida. That means Evan holds you need dalet begodim. I, Reb Dois, is not marbe the other two begodim. Reb Yehuda holds that the posik has to be marbe the other begodim. If not for that, you would not know that you have to wear it. Umasova loy tzricha kol ebuye. Avada, Reb Dois agrees, you have to have dalet begodim. Avada it's an avoida. The pasuk doesn't. You don't need the pasuk for that. It's poshut. You don't need a pasuk for that. Zok Rashi, the chayven the goli boksoin is bad kodesh mikhlas is bad kodesh. Once it says two out of the four, ashminon the avoida. That's already a vekesh told it's an avoida. Because if it's not an avoida, you won't put two begodim on either. Ubayi kulot automatically means you need all four. It's come to tell me that big day Yom Kippurim, big day Kohen Gadol, a kosher Kohen had yet. But not that he hold that it's not an avoider. The oil of it's not arrived from here. Reb Doisa also agrees that it's an avoider. It is an avoider, we're saying that. Oh, that was Tosis Kasha on Omid Beis on the top. In fact, Tosis on the top, Yesh avoider shekshere b'shnei kelim. That was the Shlokish's raya that it's not an avoider. We don't ask the opposite. Why would you even wear big dekun if it's not an avoider? The holy kasha, that's not shver. The gzeres hakosavu lahachmir. There's no iser to wear it. Im loivish big dekun is shloi beidin avoider. The maskin lekamon bereish perak baloi. That big dekun and nitul honis ben. The gemara in Samach Tes says you'll have to be nana for net. Because that's what the pasuk says. Exactly, Kosov. Ugdoilim is uamrinon. It's even more than that. Zok Tosis leRabbi Yochanan and the Bein Otzo Bein Aroma ba'arba kelim. Since all of them need dalat kelim, Bein letanekama, Bein leRabbi Eliezer that says Acherim voite that Balmum can wear it. The Tavayu moide the Makish begodim shalovish lebegodim shapoish. It's exactly Kosov. Va'afilu Ochi leRabbi Eliezer Balmum in Acherim Otzo the Lava voidi. I forgot the tune arba kelim. Tosis goes so wide. Even a Balmum wears dalat begodim. That's a major chiddush. So Meila came and he's fragging, how could you wear begodim if it's an avoda? He says even a bal mum would require it. Zeres hakosuf. First line of Tosis.
Why do you need it?
First line of Tosis. Aval ipcha loy tikslach yesh chal dovashen avoda v'tun b'gde kuna do loy kosher di zeres hakosuvu. Third line of Tosis. Zog dem avaita. Boi Reb Avin. The following question. Tumas hadeshen bekamo. The new question. When you made him the deshen, you scoop up the ash. So how much? Is there a shear or not a shear? How much you have to take off? Now, Tois Shonim Radwe Bavorns, what do you mean? What's the question? Tumas Hadeshen Bekamo. Temo. Amaylo Kimbayale, Imitruma Gedoyla, Imichala. The Gemara is soon going to say now, right now, the Gemara is going to say, what's this two Tzodim Gemara? Zok the Gemara. Mitrumas Maisa Alfino. Do you compare it to the Tumas Maisa? Because by Tumas Maisa, it's 1 out of 10. Zog Rashi, do a Beherim Ksiv. By Tumas Maisa, by us it says Veherim, by Tumas Hadeshen. Loshen Vare Moisem Imenu. By Tumas it says Vare Moisem. Vare Be'oimet Echot Ma'asore B'deshen HaMarocha. 1/10 of the Marocha you have to evaluate, percentage-wise, take 1/10. Echot Ma'asore, like Tumas. That's one side. Oimet Tumas Midyan Yalfinon. So before the Tosfos Shonim, the Rashi itself, Oimet Tumas Midyan. What's Tumas Midyan? The Ksiv, it says, Vare Moiso Mikem Lashem. Echad nefesh michomesh hameis. From the Anshei Tzova, it's 1 in 500. So we have to make an evaluation percentage-wise, and the Tumas Hadeshen Mizbeach, 1 in 500. 1/500th of the scoop. That's what you have to scoop up. Those are the two Tzodim. And now the Tzodim has a kasha, Temo. Amai lo kembayle, imi Tuma Gdoyla, imi Chala, dichsibe kein torimu, tzes torimu, gam atem, de'ein, v'yafinon, de'ein lem shir, and atem, the rice, there's no shir. Kosher means no shear. So why do you say, is it like Tumas Maisa, which is 1 in 10? You have to make an oimid. Is it like Tumas Midyan, 1 in 500, Anshei Tzava? And you make an oimid of a percentage. What's wrong with Tumas Gedoyla, Tumas Chala, which is no shear? Zokti Yisai Shoshonim Yesh Loimar, De'ein Echanami, Ela, De'loi Choshev Ela Elu, Aval Tema, Le'Rabba Chonim De'mikol Mokoyim, Amai Le'tif Shalom Yisvora, De'loi Boi Shear, Kem Le'ksi Be'i, the Maaseh doesn't say Pesach is a shear. So Tosfos says Shem Avasalka Daitoch Mishum Drasha or Mishum Pesach Shetoch Shear. He says we know there was a shear. There was a drasha. You need a shear. Now that you need a shear, we have a suffix. Is it Tumas Midyan or Tumas Maaseh? There was no tzad in Tumas Gdoyla to Orchala because those don't need a shear. We know there's a drasha. There's Shum Tab Limud Shum Pesach, which we don't know yet which one it is. But there is a drasha. By Tosfos, you need a shear. So now we have a question: which shear do you compare it to? Now the Siach Yitzchak says that the reason why there was a drosh al kaponim that needed a shear is because we know the din is v'somay etzam mizbeach. So it has to be a maisa tzibur. You have to make a heap, create a heap. Creating a heap requires a shear. The question is, what's the shear? So in Melo now we have a suffix, is it 1/10 or 1/500? But both of these shiurim are, you have to evaluate and you have to approximately feel, I'm taking 1/10 of what's there. It's little shiurim, obviously. Depends what there is. It's 1/10 of that, 1/500th of that.
If you would have only 1/500, then it wouldn't be enough to make a heap, then you wouldn't be able to do Tumas Nashim?
According to the Siach Yitzchak. I mean, maybe Kol Shu is not enough of a heap. Why is Kol Shu not creating a heap? It's eventually going to create a heap. It's not to create a heap every time. Kol Shu means...
The mice are wrong, like the Shafi, no? So he's not.
I'm not sure if he means every aroma or pshat is you're doing a maisa tzibur. Maybe a kol shu, he's not creating it, even though he's saying every drop counts. Every drop makes a hole at the end. But I don't know if the scene inside exactly if he's referring to even under, obviously he's not going to 1/500. That's good for tzut sodim. Those are good. That's considered a tzibur.
What's
as
far to compare to the
it's a shver tzibur. Because
you have flour, you have dust. It's inanimate objects. It's something in the Melchama people. I mean, it's really far fetched from that today.
So the mitzvah says, "What's bichal the tutzdodim?" We know there's a klal to fast them ruba like to fast. You always go after the smaller one. You have a choice: 1/500th or 1/10th. Why? What's even sad of 1/10th to fast them ruba? That's a chazal. So he says as follows: that the reason. So it's poshut mimidyan. So he says no. It's more doimet to tumas ma'isa, even though it's to fast them ruba, because the ma'isa number one, tumas ma'isa is for kohanim. Here we're talking about Avodis Koyen. And Masha Enkein, Tzove Midyan is Anshe Tzove. What's the Sheikhas? That's good for what he comes to say. Because of the fasta, we're like the fasta. So maybe you need that. Those are two tzedakim. That's what Zogdi Gemara. Zogdi Gemara. What's the teretz? Zogdi Gemara as follows. Toshma. The Tony Reb Chia Nemekan Veherim. The post says Veherim. V'nem l'alam v'heirim. And this is a much better drosha. It says v'heirim v'heirim. The other drosha that says v'arim oiso. And we compare it to v'heirim. By the Anshei Tzov and by Tumas Maisa. Toshonis Kashigufu was chala and Tumas G'doyle. It says v'heirim too. But then he gave it teretz. You need a shear and kosher is not enough. But v'heirim v'heirim is much better over here. Why? Mal halom b'koim tzoy. It says by v'heirim. By the Maisa Kmitz it says v'heirim. So afkan b'koim tzoy. It means you have to do the shear like a kmitzah. You take a kmitza, what's left in your hand, the three fingers, that is the sheer kmitza. So that's what you have to do over here. Now, you don't do it with your hands, obviously, you'll burn yourself. We're talking about ashes that are hot coals. So LMI, it means, the Yashav says, the machta was a sheer of a kmitza. Doshteto. Zogt Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Yes, neither. We're saying a new, being poishet with pchias from a new thing. It's going to be like kmitza. Neither. Zogt Rashi. Toshma. The ma'arom as koymitz yalfino. We learn from koymitz. Drop the other two tzedodim. Lo yifchoyz me oymed melea koymitz. You don't do less than oymed. An evaluation of melea koymitz. V'im rotzel hoytzev zekdrashik big yisoid. If you want to do more kmitz, you don't do more. But over here, if you want to do more yosef, you could be moisif. Why? Practical reason. The lekel meimar dafke komar. The loy efshel lifshoyt beremetz gechalim roitchoyz yodov likmoitz. You can't do with your fingers, bare hands. So it has to be im rotzel hoytzev yosef. It's not shaykh mitzias that it's bedavka. Put yourself in a sakona. So mela, it's lav dafka. It's more, not less, but you have to be oimed, the shear of a koimitz. Now, Rashi over here says that you can be moisif. That goyis agro in Temura daf lamed dalet says, bedas Rashi, he says that even though you could be moisif because of a practical reason, obede hoisofa is not going to create a din tumas adeshin on that hoisofa. It's not mamish. It's not pshat. It's not the pshat that whatever you moisif now is a din trumas adeshen. Nafkamini says there's no din meila on that hoisofa. The reason you can be moisif is only because of practical reason you can't burn your hands. So mele you're moisif, but not that the hoisofa shaps the din trumas adeshen. So mele there's no meila in it. As always, the going in this hoisofa in this Rashi, what's the pshat in this hoisofas? Just because you can't do it practically, but it's not a din trumas adeshen. Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ezel, he says that another Yisrael, that's Yubav Oning L'chayra, I saw from the Gemara's Teretz, the Braiser Reb Chiya is saying that a whole new Vart is dropping the first two Tzadim. The first two Tzadim was a whole different Lomdus. The first two Tzadim was percentage of what's left on the Mizbeach. 1/10 or 1/500. Reb Chiya is coming Lafuke those two Tzadim in Gansen. It's Hotnish by percentage. It's a shear, it's a set shear, like Rabbi Yashav says, the machta was a shear of a kmitza. It's not the pshat, it's percentage. It's not percentage. We're not going with percentages. Rashi in the beginning says, Tumas Maisi Alfinon, Vave Bo'oimet, Echod Ma'asora B'deshen HaMagocha. 1/10 of the deshen of the Magocha. We're not going with percentages anymore. We're going with a shear. That's what Mrs. Alman says in the Schadish in the Braise of the Bchia. What the Schadish is that it's not anymore percentages, 1/10 or 1/500, but rather it is a set shear. It's a shear of kmitza. So mele, it's bichlal, a whole different. Priya is coming to lafuke the tutzdodim, not stam in the tutzdodim, in the lomnus of the tutzdodim, in the whole havana of what the shear is. It's not a percentage type of shear. It's a set shear of a shear of a kmit. Shteit v'hegem v'hegem, and that's why it's not better. In addition, the Ritva says this drosha is better because this drosha is on the mizbeach, and just like haromas hadeshin is mizbeach, so to the kmitza is on the mizbeach.
A custom kli for your kmitz. The Gemara is Mamayid from the Kumtza, and Tzmachlik is Rabbi Shmuel, you type of Mamayid. Shmuel holds you could take it musically. So so over here, Chach Lefi Shmuel, you should be able to have exact by making a cleave for the.
I mean, the Maskonid, the Rabbi Ashev in the Oris Taka says the Machta was Takashir. Maybe he's coming from that. The Rashi is saying Poshet als the on the drasha. You mask him that you can't do it with your fingers, so to make it bedavka. You can't be scooping it up with your fingers as a Maisa Kmitza.
If you use a kli, then you get an exact amount, like by Kmitza.
If you scoop it up when it's cold, you first have to create that kli. If you scoop it up when it's cold, test it out.
I hear. Why can't you wait till it's cold?
You're taking it off the mizbeach. It's not cold. You can't hold off the avoda. No, it's a matter of hat. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rav. That's the end of the sukkah. Zok Gemara weiter. Omar Rav. Arba avoidos zor chayev alein misa. There are four avoiders that is zor is chayev misa. Zok Rashi. What do you mean four avoiders? Let's see what the avoiders are before Rashi. Zrika, Yuzorik, the dam. Haktora, the aktora of the emirin. The aktora of what's it called? Of other things that have to be marked there. The ktoras, correct. Koimetz, mincha, evorim, pedorim, all the haktoras. Nisach hamayim and nisach hayayin. Nisach hamayim, which took place in Sukkos, and nisach hayayin, took place every day. So those are the four that you chayv misa. Zog Rashi, af al pi arba avoides, af al pi shekulon muzer aleihen. Obviously, Kabbalah and halacha zor can't do either. It's avoides kuna. Why is it only zrika? Kabbalah and halacha zor can't do. Shchita is kasher bizar. But Kabbalah and halacha, mi Kabbalah onward, is also bizar. But you're not chayv misa. So Zog Rashi, af shekulon muzer aleihen zor, even though he's muzer on all of them. Ein chiyuv misa ela ba'arba elu k'nefash v'olz, like the Gemara is going to explain. Chiyuv misa is only these four. What are the four? Zrika, haktora, nitzchamayim, and nitzchayayim. Now, the etzim fact that a zor is chayv misa, zok the Ritva, even also likewise, it will be in the same category, a koyin mechusa begodim, is dina kazar. He'll be chayv misa on these four too. That's what he says, the gabe, a koyin mechusa begodim. The Rambam says clearly, in Klei HaMikdash, that a Levi is chayv on any avodah that's a tzach to him. Any avodah kuna that Levi does, he's chayv meets a special din. So a Levi is more chomer in the din of Zarus, legabi when it comes to Lamashal Kabbalah and Halacha. Because he says a Zor, a Levi is chayv and meets on any avodah that's avodah koyin. Zog the Gemara, so the first sheet is Rab says four avodahs. Mis zrika, aktor, nischamayim, nischayayim. The Levi, Oman, he says no. Af Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, Azor is Chayv Misa. Now, this Shita of Levi is obviously clearly not like Rish Lakish we had in Ahmed Beis before. Rish Lakish, the one that said that even a Balmum, even a Balmum is kosher for the Aroma, Achen Vahoitzi, he goes, Machlok is Baroma too. That means a Balmum is kosher for haroma. Now it can't be that Levi that says after Trumas Hadeshen Zor is chayv misa. If a balmum is good, so it can't be that a zor is chayv misa. So Mela, it's clearly not like Levi's drasha. Come to Rish Lakish is not an avoida. He was saying chayv misa. The Levi om after Trumas Hadeshen. Zok mo v'chein ton Levi mas nisei. Likewise, Levi learned in the Braisa after Trumas Hadeshen. Zok mo my time in the Rav that it's only these four. Zok the Gemara, the reason is Dichsev, va'atu v'necho, itcho tishmu es kunaschem, l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, ulem imbeis la'pagoiches, va'avadet ha-mavoidis matona, etein es kunaschem, va'azor ha-korv yumos. Now we dash in this posik. Avoidis matona, it says, what is the chayv misa on when a zor does it? Avoidas matona, v'la avoidis siluk. Matona, placing on the mizbeach, not removing off the mizbeach. Tumas ha-deshen is removing off the mizbeach. It's avoidas siluk. That's one. So Mele, you're not barred between the Deshen. Va'avadetem, avoided tama, v'le avoided sheshecha avoida. Avoided tama means it's the last avoida. It's nothing after it. It's goymeres. Zog Rashi, avoided tama, avoided she goymeres. Umasmemes es adova v'loy sheshecha avoida. Kigoyin shchita v'kabola v'aylocha. Zog Rashi says, it's a peladik of Rashi. Rashi says, he don't say kigoyin kabola v'aylocha. There's something afterwards. He says, kigoyin shchita v'kabola v'aylocha. Shchita is something afterwards. About it, it's not avodah tama. But shchita, there's no tzad that there was chayiv. We only started before we said avodah yemuzer. Rashi himself says,
which would refer to kabbalah and halacha.
But avodah shchita, you're not muzer. Shchita zor is kosher.
So why would you need to tell me that shchita not chayiv misa because it's not an avodah tama?
It's not. It's yeshachay avodah shchita. Shchita, where does shchita come into the picture? Shchita is tam kosher bizar.
Like Rashi started the sugi, the chiddush is only on those af bishazor muzer alein.
So it's a beladik on this Rashi. So. Someone answer that maybe we're talking about a shechita of Poro of Kohen Gadol that is not kosher bazaar. So maybe that shechita. Another teretz you can say based on the medrash that says that in the midbar Shechita was osir. So mele you needed a koyin dafka for shechita, and a zor would not have been kosher in the midbar. So mele on this shechita etaka would have been a zor also, just not avoid the tama. Zog Rashi, avol zrika avoid achodesh abedam. Hashem and zrika is the last avoid in the dam. V'chein aktora bekoyim is mincha ve'evogim b'dorim. V'chein nischayayin b'chol hashana. It's the last. V'chein amayim b'chag. These are all the last. So that's the pshat. Number one, it needs to be an avoidas matonin, not avoidas siluk. And number two, it has to be avoidas tamer, shein achi avoidas lafuke, shchite kabola, holocha, those are achre avoidas. V'levi, Rabbi that says trumas adeshen, Rabbi Rachmona, l'chol dvarim is beyach. You're being married, l'chol dvarim is beyach. What does l'chol dvarim is beyach mean? Zogt Rashi, l'rabo is avoidas siluk, even aromas adeshen, which is siluk. Im avoidas tamer hi, if it's an avoidas tamer. Not everything, Yemarbe, Avarizim Mizbeach, if it's Avarit Tama, Kugoin, Tumas Adeshen. Tumas Adeshen is also the last thing. Now, why is it the last thing? L'chayra, there's Hoitzos Adeshen afterwards. So why is it called Tama? Hoitzos Adeshen takes place too. So Toysen Daf Chav Zayin says that since it's not every day, it's only when it's Israbe on the Mizbeach, so Memela, that's not called Yeshach Avoida. That's how Tosis learns. Lamaisa, the Rambam Shita is that Hoitzos Adeshen was every day. So Lachari, why is it Avoid Tama? So you have to say that Tumas Adeshen is called Avoid Tama because in that Deshen itself, you're not doing another Avoida. Just like Zrika is called Avoid Tama. In that Dam itself, you're not doing another Avoida. I, the Shiori Adam, Yezorik on the Yesoid, but that's not called in that Dam. So in that Dam, it's called Avoid Tama. Because Shiori Adam on the Yesoid is not in that Dam that you're Zorikin. So mail over here also. Even the Rambam that says you might say the deshen every day, but in that trumas adeshen, it's taka avoided tama. Mashenken kabbalah in alocha. Those are not in that avoided. There's more to go. So mail that's not called avoided tama. As there's a teshonim over here on the bottom bed yet. Zok the Gemara. V'levi. Rabbi Rachman lechodvar mizbeach. V'rav. What is Rav going to do with chodvar mizbeach? He says only these four. He's not married to Mesadeshen. Haul Asuye Sheva Zoy Shebifnim Vishamitsoira. That means that the Hazois that you do in the Kurdish Akadoshim on the Parochas, those, the Sheva Hazois, that by Par Helam Dover, by Par Mashiach Shiyom Kippurim, and the Mitsoira, that Yamaza, the Luk Shemen Behechel, all those are considered. Also, the Chodvar, it's like the Mizbeach. The Hamina was that maybe you have to have a Mizbeach itself. There's not a Mizbeach. The Chodvar Mizbeach means even the Parochas. Now, and it's coming to tell me that Yitaka Chayev Misa. Now, Teshon and Bavorns that the Zoris Chayev Misa, typically is Chayev Misa, was Nichlas Lefnai V'Lefnim. Of course it's Chayev Misa. So he says, no, maybe he entered B'Shoigig. So maybe he would not be Chayev Misa. Oh. Zog the Gemara. V'Rav, Aul Asuya, Shev HaZoy, Shebifnim, V'Shem Etzoyra. V'Levi, how does Levi know these seven HaZoys? Nafkalei midav dover v'chol dover, meaning it says dvar hamizbeach l'chol dvar hamizbeach. So he learned both things. Sai learned dvar hamizbeach tumas adeshen and l'chol dvar hamizbeach da'azoyis apnimiyoyis. V'rav dover v'chol dover loy dorish. He takes it doesn't darshan. Let's see the Rashi.
Sheva hazoy shebifnim shemazal aparoiches mipachel mdover. That's one. Upar Mashiach is two. V'shalo yom kippurim is three. V'shemetzayre shemazim luk shemen behechol kersiv v'hizim en Hashem betzboy. The salkadat chamin alav dvar mizbeachu lohochi Rabbi Lakol. You might think it's not called mizbeach. Komashlo, you don't need mizbeach. The paroiches is included too.
The Levi nafkelu kulam minei midover luchol dover. The dvar mizbeach gufi yisegu v'nigma minei trumas adeshen. U'mirbu yidol luchol dorish be'azopnim yis. Let's see the Tosfos Shonim on the bottom. What are the seven? Lasuye Sheva Azois. Vim Toya Pshita Zor Chavale Misa. Mishum Bia Rekonis. Yeshlam Mikon Shoshoga Bebia. There's not Chav Misa on that, but only on this. Now, Dawi says, Akasha, Lasuye Sheva Azois Shem Nim Etzer. It's talking about Lava Vodit Tamu. You still need Avoid Tamus. The Sheva Azois, you might think, is not Avoid Tamu. Sha'acha Shehiza Zayim Pom Min Adam. It says, Venosim Min Adam Al Kanis HaMizbeach. Keteiras Hashem lifnei Hashem v'imkeni ein d'avoyde tami shabois hasho ois avoyde min adam komash v'lon d'avoyde tami. Why? Shem ois adam, that which you sprinkle, she is a enachy avoyde V'loy dami loy lochem lekabola sheba oyis adam shekibol v'shezorek hoylich yesha avayda zrika. So that's the difference. He says, you look at that dam itself, by Kabbalah, it's not an avodah tamah. Mashiach over here in the Peroiches, that dam is tak avodah tamah. And the same thing we're saying now in the Rambam, that even though there's a Hitzos Adeshen after Trumas Adeshen, but Lemaisa, in that Trumas Adeshen, it's avodah tamah. There's nothing that's done in that Trumas Adeshen afterwards anyways.
And then the Tesh Shonu continues, V'loy domi nami lezor shesideh lechem aponim. Why? When he misadded lechem aponim, because that's not the avodah tamah either. The lenigmra hamalacha. It's not over. At sidur habezichin. In that avodah itself, you still need sidur habezichin. The chsev nosal hamaracha levoy nezaka. And similarly, the Tzidkanim says on Amud Aleph. He says a few lines before the end. Voitzas hadeshen hoysachel.
L'chayre after the trumas hadeshen, there was an avodah. There was a hoytzah.
Because v'hadeshen shoyemerim lo yoyse ba'avodas acheres. No. Even though you have a tzoras adeshen, the trumas adeshen did not have any avoda afterwards. V'adeshen shoy meirim lo yoyse ba'avodas acheres. Dochinam is zrika chshuva avoda tama va'av gavdika shvicha shiroim. Like we said, that zrika might have shvicha shiroim al yisoid, but in that which you were zorik there, it's an avoda tama. It's nothing afterwards. Lafuke hoyloch in kabbalah in that dam itself, it's not an avoda tama. There's still something to go. Now the four things that we said according to Rav that yichayv on is. Zrika haktor nischamayim and nischayayin. So Tishonim before asked the kasha earlier by nischayayin v'amayim and the dibah maskeli asks Tema, Maisha lechoshim nischayayin v'mayim trei. Why do we consider it two different things, mayim and yayin? And haktor is only called one. V'haktor is chad. Adarabe. Havlan lemichsho haktor trei. Haktor should be counted as two because the two places that you mark there. Shush ala mizbeach echitzoin umizbeach haktoris. Mashenged the nisuch is only one place. They're both in one place. So why would Nisuch be counted as two? And why is Haktorah counted as one? So the Nisuch HaMayim is only on Sukkos. The reason why Nisuch HaMayim and Yain is called two, because one of them is once a year on Sukkos and one of them every day. Not because they're both in the same place. That doesn't make it into one. One is once a year, Nisuch HaMayim, and one is Nisuch HaYain, which is every day. And Haktorah, we take a count as one, even though one is Mizbech Chitzayin and one is Mizbech Haktoris. Lemais is counted as one. We'll stop over here. The Gemara continues. In the Etzim Droshes of Eimel, Lechol Dvar Mizbech, Klal Averiz Matone Prat, in the Drosh of Klal and Prat.